I'm speaking with Rob Beale from Morris Owen. Rob, the normal cycle is all thrown, isn't it? We had a mini budget. We normally have an autumn statement. Now I think we're having a full budget, which, well, you tell us actually, it'd be very interesting. Just tell us through the difference between a full budget and perhaps an autumn statement. So there are differences, aren't there?
Yeah, fundamentally, a budget is a fiscal event that talks about changes in tax legislation. And then I think in terms of it formally becoming a budget, it also has got to be linked to a statement backed by the OBR that actually tells us the financial impact on it. Whereas the autumn statement is more one of this is what's going to happen. These are the spending plans. This is how it all fits together. And I think what we're expecting now is quite a significant fiscal statement from the Chancellor.
And that's probably a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think after the turmoil that we've had of the mini budget and the political turmoil off the back of it, it's absolutely crucial that we start to get some credibility back.
Yeah. This might be an odd thing to say, but what are you looking forward to in it?
Not much. I think it's going to be, I don't think there's much good news to spread around at the moment. Mm-hmm. I guess my knowledge of looking at Rishi Sunak when he was the Chancellor was actually he was very, very cautious in his budgets in order to give him scope to give good news a year down the line. And he set up his thought process of saying, we're going to make it this, it's going to be bad, et cetera, et cetera. And then a year later, he could start to give stuff back. Now, if you put it into the political context of, A, we've got very difficult economic conditions to deal with, but there's going to be a general election at the latest in 2 years in January. If you follow that line of logic, I can see this being a very difficult budget, with them probably keeping some room in there that they hope they can start to give stuff back politically before we hit the general election.
Yeah. I was listening to a programme on Radio 4 the other day with someone that helped create the Conservative Party manifesto, and she was arguing that the budget that was planned, the financial plan that was part of that manifesto, would have been absolutely smashed if it hadn't been for COVID, particularly Brexit. Probably, I think, because they were, I don't think they could argue Brexit. I think it's another thing we can talk about perhaps in a moment. So there are a lot of circumstances that are negative that we've got to give them the slack around. That's unfair. It doesn't matter who politically is in power to have to deal with what's having to be dealt with, and then the Ukrainian conflict that's affected the energy prices. No one foresee that 3 or 4 years ago. So maybe we have got to expect, haven't we? We can't really have had all the benefits of being seen through COVID and supported through furlough, etc., without there being some payback. So I thought it just feels an inevitability about some of the things that we're probably going to hear regarding spending and tax increases. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, it's all very well politicians trying to play the party politics of saying, oh, you promised this and this has gone wrong. But as you say, we've had COVID, we've had Brexit, we've had Ukraine and all of those types of things. And it's not just us that's suffering inflation. It's not just us that's suffering interest rates going up. That's a global phenomena, and part and parcel of that, as the previous Bank of England person said, they printed money during COVID to get us through that, but then they carried on printing money when perhaps they shouldn't have done.
Yeah.
I think the only counterpoint to that is the markets were thrown into absolute turmoil by the mini budget. And therefore, I think there is criticism correctly levied at some of the instability that we've got at the moment has been caused by the previous Prime Minister and her budget. And Mr. Sunak needs to get that. But I think he's got the credibility with his team around him to try and start to repair that damage. But the damage has been done.
Yeah, absolutely. There's been some damage for sure. Well, let's talk again, Rob, after that budget's announced, if you'd be kind enough to join me again after we've got the news.
Of course.
Thanks very much, Rob Beale from Morris Owen.